think that's a good way to start off a Friday. That is the Detroit Spinners with their Could I Be I'm Falling In Love. Just coming up to 10:30, and we've got guests galore in the studio. It's been a busy week for guests. I've had loads and loads of guests in. So I've got, how many people? 1, 2, 3, 4. So 8. Is that 8? Am I counting wrong? 7? 8? 7, there we go. Right, here we go. Right, you heard all the girls and boys earlier. I'm joined in the studio by Isabella Todd, Jessica Nibbs-Ramsey, Amy Guest, Ryan Lomas, all from Brentwood Community High School. We're here to talk about the whole school community day, which is on the 19th of June. So, hi, guys.
Hi.
There you go. It's very nice. So, it's lovely to see so many fresh-faced young people in the studio. We normally get some old codgers in here, so it's nice to have a bit of youth in the studio. Hopefully, it'll rub off on some of us. Now, we're going to go to Ryan first.
Well, last year, in June, 1,000 students and 200 staff and governors went to organisations in the community. It was a mammoth task for our teachers to do. We had one teacher setting up all of it. Spent many months preparing staff and students for their placements.
Yep.
We were helped in this by our partnerships with our primary schools, work with local care homes and contacts provided by staff, parents, governors and the wider community.
So, yep, as you can guess, some people were very delighted with their placements, yep, for last year. However, some were less excited, it's fair to say. However, as we expected, we all worked fantastically well throughout the day. We had our staff and governors who took the groups out, and they came back with wonderful stories of how great our behaviour and dedication was from our students.
Yep.
And our young people obviously showed themselves in a very good manner, all of whom we can be proud of.
And how is it, what is it like actually to go out from school? Why is it so important to actually do this?
For all of us to get involved in the community,
yep,
it gives a sense of us giving something back.
Yeah.
So we saw local organisations, we saw local schools that maybe needed our help with stuff that they maybe never had the time to do.
Yeah.
And this enabled us to do this and give something back to them in the, like, for example, I went to Lighthouse Furniture Project,
yeah,
where we delivered leaflets to the local area, which maybe they didn't have the time to go and do. So it was easy for having 20 other students that maybe they could do that for. We also helped build furniture,
yeah,
which obviously is going to go to brilliant homes that people, that they need them.
Oh, so this furniture project, yeah, it's a charity.
Oh, yeah,
so they build,
yeah, and give cheap furniture and that, yep, build cheap furniture for people who need it. We also cut back trees,
yep,
which enabled the delivery vans to get to the delivery site, and jet washing, which was quite fun. I have to admit, we did, yep, all get wet, but it was a lot of fun. We cleaned all their vans that they needed doing.
Yeah. So I was going to say, Amy, well, you are looking for more placements this year. We're going to go and talk about some of the other placements the girls and boys are going to. But it's really, if there are local charities out there, it's really for people at the school, or children and young adults at the school, to get involved. So what sort of companies are you looking for?
We're looking for anyone that may need the help of the community. For example, we have organisations, we have charities, we have schools. We're going to, I think it's 7 churches and 5 primary schools.
Well, I think it's 7 primary schools and 5 churches.
Yeah, so yeah, we've already got some help from the community. However, anyone that may think that they can give us a placement, then they should get in contact with the school immediately.
Now, you're in the, Ryan, you're in media and you're in textiles, Amy.
Yeah.
So just tell us a little bit about what you're getting up to at the moment with your media.
A lot.
Yep. Coming into a radio show, hopefully.
Yeah, it's all a lot of fun being here, actually, because it's seeing another side of the media world that we've never seen before.
Well, thanks very much. So I'm joking, carry on. And yourself, Amy?
In textiles, obviously, we've got all our exams coming up, but in textiles, we have art-based courses, technology-based courses at the school. So I think everyone's kind of going into the exam season with their practicals coming up. But yeah, it's quite fun for the community days, because obviously there are technology-based activities. For example, I went through to make some bags, which I'll talk about a bit later.
All right, now we're going to bring in the other lovely girls. We've got Isabella Todd. Hello, Isabella.
Hi.
You were a little bit nervous this morning, but you're fine now, aren't you?
Yeah.
Now, whereabouts are you going to be going?
Oh, I'm hoping to go to Hopefield Animal Sanctuary.
Are you somebody who loves animals?
Yeah, I really, yep, do.
And when you leave school, you think about becoming a vet or something?
Yeah,
yeah. I thought you might be. So what are you looking forward to? Have you been to Hopefield before?
No.
So what will you be doing there on the day, do you think?
Well, stuff like cleaning out the, like, kennels and...
last year they helped a lot with the cleaning out of the animals.
Yeah.
So we've obviously been back there before, but they cleaned out all the horses and the donkeys that needed help.
Yep.
And they played with like the little reptiles and stuff, and it was a lot of fun. I wish I went there, if I'm honest. It sounded like a lot of fun when they went back.
Shouldn't say that. So you're looking forward to going?
Yeah.
And you're going to take your camera and get lots of pictures and be tweeting out and putting.
Yeah.
And is this all going to be going into like a newsletter at school, or is there what are you going to do afterwards? You're going to put in loads of pictures together the day?
Yeah, Michelle, there is a newsletter that goes out. We have a media team on the day, and they go out into all the areas and they come back to school and report on it and create the newsletter. So we've got media students being our roving reporters on the day, which they're really excited about too.
Excellent. Now we've got Jessica Nibbs-Ramsey. Where are you? I'm just about to see you there.
Hi.
Hello. Whereabouts are you going to be going on the day?
Well, I'm hoping to go to one of the care homes because I just like listening to all their stories and what they have to like, because it's actually really fun, because you never know what they've done as child,
yeah,
as children, so you know, you never really get to know people as well as when you're actually talking to them.
And it's really good as well to mix the age groups, because sometimes when people are a lot older and they might be on their own, but they've lived a fantastic life, and they do have their stories. So have you popped down to see anybody before in a care home? Have you got relatives or?
Yeah, I've got my nan.
Yep.
But I don't think I've got any other relatives in care homes.
And would you pop down to sort of have a chat with her and talk about
the
old? What sort of things she talk about that you like? Putting you
well,
on the spot there.
I talk about school, and she tells me like stories about when, like what happened before she came into the care home.
Yep.
Or before I was born.
Mm.
Just telling stories like that.
Now back to Amy. You said you made some bags.
Last year.
Is this on the actual day itself?
On the actual day itself. Yep. We spent the whole day in the textiles department. We designed, we made and decorated, and they were bags for life, so it's really important to us that it's environmentally friendly.
Yeah.
I was really excited. I really enjoy creative activities. That was a really enriching day for me overall, mm-hmm. Especially because I got to work with younger years. I got to meet new people, and once we were done, we could sell the bags for life to benefit charities.
Yep.
I liked one of my bags so much that I bought it for my mum, and it really makes me happy to know that my mum still has my bag, and I know she uses it all the time, at the same time as helping the environment by using less plastic. Our food department almost also made jam from the local produce. Mm. Our teachers and students went out and picked the local produce themselves from the local organisations, and we sold that with our fruit themed bags, the jam we made.
Mm.
I'd really love it if people like myself and many other students could actually go out and do these activities, like picking local produce, for example. Our community day is on the 19th of June this year.
Yep.
But it'd be really helpful if we could find some local businesses, charities, organisations, if they could help us with some placements also.
Yeah.
Because as a student from BCHS, we make it one of our aims to be an active part of the community. But this year, we need you all to help us, to help you. We have many students we need to place, and whether it's a company or a school or a charity, we'd love to have your input.
Mm.
So if it'd
be any company, but obviously they must have to go through checks, so you need to get in quite, you know, not the day before, but you need to get... Well, when's the cut-off date for companies getting in contact with you?
Yeah, this is our second event, so we're much more organised this year than we were last year. So we're looking now, and in the next month we hope to have secured all our placements. So we've got a big community team this year working on that project. And what's exciting about today is the Year 7s, they don't get to choose what they do. None of the students do. And I went through the list yesterday with the two Year 7s here today, and when I read out some of the names, they were so excited. Isabella also wants to go to Stubbers. We've got 30 students going to go to Stubbers Activity Centre, where they're just going to be doing some tidying, some general maintenance, and her enthusiasm, and that enthusiasm spreads to the whole school.
Yeah.
And we then become more of a community, and then going out into our community, it just makes it also beneficial for all involved.
And how many children are actually going out on the day? How many will it be?
Well, on the day, it will be 1,000 wow. students, 200 yeah. staff, plus our governing body. They all come out and help with that as well. Last year we had a member of the governing body at Brentwood Football Club.
Yeah.
And she was topsoiling the course over there, and she came back so worn out, and she had a great day.
Yeah.
And that's the message. Everyone came back and enjoyed it,
yeah.
even though perhaps they weren't looking forward to litter picking or something like that. It's a great team building community day.
Yeah. I just wanted to ask you, Isabella, what is your favourite subject? Because I haven't been to school for a very long time. So what is your favourite subject, and who's your favourite teacher?
I think one of my favourite subjects is creative curriculum. And one of my favourite, well, my favourite teacher is Mr. Smythe.
And why? Why is Mr. Smythe? Oh, everyone knows Mr. Hello, Mr. Smythe. What's so special about Mr. Smythe? What's he like? Is he fun? Does he make you laugh?
Yeah, he makes jokes a lot in class. And
bad jokes, Isabella.
Bad jokes. Bad jokes. And what about you, Jessica? What's your favourite subject and who is your favourite teacher?
My favourite subject is probably going to be PE. And my favourite teacher is probably my PE teacher, Miss Hunt.
Did she make you run around a lot?
Yeah, but it's good because she's making us exercise and get fit and giving us some fresh air.
Yeah, well, very good answer. And what about yourself, Amy? What teachers have inspired you? Because you're obviously the slightly older end mm-hmm. of the scale. So what teachers have inspired you over the time of being at school?
Most of the teachers that we had when we were younger obviously have left now. We've had a complete change over. Yeah. However, I do find inspiration from a teacher that teach me now. For example, my textiles teacher, Mrs. Taylor, she's got a massive amount of resources and different information that she can always give us. She's always inputting into our projects and making us think about different ways to kind of put things together and make things work. So yeah. I'd say she's been influential.
And what about you, Ryan?
I'd have to say my old biology teacher.
Yeah,
he was Mr. Adamson. If you're listening, he was brilliant. He's completely crazy, and we all love him for it.
Lovely. Well, so if people want to get involved, where do they need to? First of all, if you're a company out there and you would like some help, you've heard all of the different companies that they're looking for. So where would they need to contact, and what are the numbers and the if there is
a
website?
Yeah, that's great. I mean, they can contact the school via our website, which is the email address on there, or they can call us on 01277 238 900. We've got a lady called Karen Marshall who's coordinating the whole event, but any member of the community team will be happy to speak to anyone who wants to know more information and what we can offer them. We'll be happy to listen to anybody.
Excellent. Okay, well, thank you ever so much for coming in, guys. Can I just ask you to say we are Brentwood County High School, and then just do a cheer all together, because that'd be quite nice to finish on, don't you think? You're all looking at me like I've gone mad. So, okay, after three, one, two, three.
We are Brentwood County High School.
Woo! Thank you very much. Lovely to meet you all. And don't forget, that's the 19th of June. All the details will be up on the website a little bit later. And thanks to Isabella, to Jessica, to Amy, to Ryan as well, and to the lovely teachers. Hello, we're already in the background. Didn't say very much. Hello. Just a wave. It doesn't work on radio. Never mind.
Thank
Bye.
You for having us, though. Thank you.
You're welcome. Right, here we go with some more disco music on a Friday. Here's the Jacksons. We'll be right back.